You're in a mighty big hurry. What do you do that for?
If they call you to bring him in, according to the way he made the promise to Abraham, I said we'll buy paper. Peter commanded him to be baptized in faithful life. That's all. He said, and never died, he said, when he went back up to Judea. And all the apostles and elders were getting together, the 15th chapter of Acts in the Bible. They jumped off, I guess he got John too. I mean, all the apostles, they jumped off. Nailed it. Because he went in unto the inside. Not even John, but I didn't want to baptize. That wasn't what they jumped on. They do went in under there when I'm talking by. They jumped on. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Now look, I want to let you know, all the apostles and elders were there. And there was something else there too. The Holy Spirit was there.
Yeah.
And then this is what they say. Sir, please, yeah. By what it says, please, the whole body. Each one did that same. God can abstain from certain things. And if you do this, then you do well. See, there's no time for you to give you no sense of that. Now, I didn't say that. I don't want y'all to misunderstand me. I'm not trying to tell you that the best thing is to take a bath once in a while. Get you some deodorant and some soap, too. Just go ahead on and take it where you think you need it, and not just go ahead on and take it. Now, and then Peter, the one that went down to Cornelius' house, that right there.
And a certain man which came down from Judea talked to brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, we cannot be saved.
That's right.
When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this quest.
Now we ain't got time to read all that. So skip on down.
Fifth verse. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.
Now wait just a minute. Whatever you say, if necessary, you will be baptized. Why don't you put circumcision?
That's right.
Why don't you put it in the law of
God?
Why don't you get circumcision? Now that's what they were jumping on
there. They didn't baptize.
That's
right. They didn't baptize. They didn't baptize. Jesus did not command them. Jesus did not from that point forward, before that point, I don't know anybody other than John who came before on the baptizing business.
But listen, if you had looked down there in the 11th chapter, you want me to read it over again?
No, I know what you're saying.
But you know, no, I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about what I said. I said a whole lot of things that stopped me from doing it.
I'm talking about 9th chapter.
Now, I'm talking about the 9th chapter of Hebrews. See, that carnal ordinance. Now, just a minute. See, which includes foot washing. All kinds of washing. You see, because it doesn't make any difference. All kinds of washing. Every day, the high priest washed. See, every day later. See, that was a carnal ordinance and washing. You understand me? Now, what that is, was just a figure. You understand what I'm talking about? Because those sacrifices had to be buried in his water in the living today. Every day. You see what I'm talking about? Now, when you are talking about the water, when you're talking about baptism, when you're talking about those things, please let it be what it is. See? Now, what do you do? He's fulfilling. You see? Now, I showed you where every child that ever conceived in the womb, after you might even put that up there on that, you never think about the child. We do know what we're talking about, and we're not confused and mixed up. There ain't nobody in here that hasn't been baptized or washed in water.
That's how you got in the world.
And she wasn't coming out.
We came in just like he did. You see? Sir?
Yes, and all right.
Is that right?
No.
You mean to tell me that a child is in
the I agree with that, yes. I didn't mean that. Why we all, yes, that's true. That's why it's necessary to be born again and we have to be
Well, when you say born again, but when you say born again, you are born of the water.
And of the Spirit.
And of the Spirit. In this day, I told you what spiritual is. What spiritual is giving you. Then, just a minute. I want you to understand that everything that was imposed on those Jews, like everything, see, missing nothing. See, you're a partaker of it.
Mm-hmm.
In that you're partaking him, of him who fulfilled the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, if you understand that, that's all there is to understand. No, you're trying to. No,
if you receive the Holy Ghost.
Now, listen, this is what you're trying to do. And it's just not so. See, you can't get into Yahshua the Messiah through no water, physical water baptism. I just read to you by one Spirit.
But you can't get it. You don't have the one Spirit until you receive it.
Until you receive it. Yes, that's correct. But you do not receive it by the works of the law.
Right. Well, I guarantee you that the law can't save the life.
But what I'm trying to tell you, brother, is this. You don't go get baptized in no water. See, you can't. Pour it out. Just a minute. Now, I know what you're thinking to say. Just three things. Now, tell me what the three things are. You want to bring over.
You don't really know.
You're going to tell me just like the rest of them are preaching out here. And it's not so.
I don't think so.
Well, they say that this Lord's Supper was brought over. Then God commanded us to eat it, let it off and drink this bread, drink it this cup. 26 chapter of Matthew. That right?
Yeah.
And they say, water baptism is all from the other side. That's not so. Yahshua the Messiah fulfilled every jot and every tittle and moved it out of the way. I want to go for it.
I think where he's at and not where it's from.
See, I am the true vine, and you are my, you are the branches. Is that right?
My God is perfect. We all know that. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All
right,
right, right, right.
And
there's
some of the branches be broken off.
And there's some of the branches be broken off.
Now being a wild olive tree.
Now being a wild olive tree.
The grass being among them.
Now listen, folks. Now we're reading out of the Bible. And thou being a wild olive tree, the Gentile, was grafted. Listen, pay attention. See, you folks that are going out, I wish you would stay, please, and just have a little patience. You ain't going to get nowhere else, so you might as well stay with me. Now, it's a table. Grafted in. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it? Say grafted?
Yeah.
Grafted where?
Yeah.
Among the branches, not in the root.
That, you see, the Jews ain't even planted. Trees done grown up. Father done broke them off. The Jews are just to be. And the grass are just out of
it. All right.
How about that?
Yes.
See? Like you made the conversation. All right. See? Is that right?
Yes.
Read on.
We're
grafted
in
among
them.
We're
grafted
in
among
them. Make you take it to the rest of the path. Read on.
And
with
them, partakers of the root and the branches of the olive tree.
That's right.
Both not against the
branches. Both not against the branches.
But if thou
boast. But if thou boast.
Thou bearest not the root.
Thou bearest not the root.
But the root of thee.
But the root of thee.
Thou wilt say to him.
Thou wilt say to him.
The branches are broken off.
The branches are broken off.
And I might be grafted in.
That I might be grafted in.
Well.
Well.
Because of unbelief.
Now listen, folks. Because of unbelief.
They were broken off.
They were broken off.
That's right.
You don't stand
out,
stand by faith.
And don't. Now, you don't you see that? He's telling you all the time. You stand by faith.
Amen.
That's right. All right.
We don't. Be not high-minded.
We don't be high-minded.
But fear.
For
Yahweh spared not the natural branch.
For Yahweh didn't spare the natural branch.
That he
spared
not
faith.
Behold,
therefore, it is the severity of Yahweh.
Now look at
the goodness and the severity of Yahweh.
On them
which fail
severe.
On them the Jews which fail severe.
But for thee, goodness
is good.
If thou continue in the
faith. If thou continue in the faith.
Otherwise,
thou also
shalt
be broken off. Read on.
And if they also, the faith abide not given unto thee.
And if they also, continue. Now just a minute. What I'm trying my best to show you now is, see, it's too late. Not of them Jews rejected the water baptism of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
It's too late for them to get baptized. Why? Because trees grown up and they were broken off among the branches. And now you got to be not planted. But grass is back here.
Yeah.
Move on, boy.
For a son was put off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature,
mm-hmm.
And were grass contrary to nature, which is a good olive tree.
Grass is contrary to nature, which is a good olive tree.
How much more shall we be with the natural branches?
How much more shall we be with the natural
branches? We grafted in that old olive tree.
We grafted the wind of the olive tree. Yeah.
Well, I would not, brethren.
Well, I would not, brethren.
And you should be given a good man.
That you should be a
good man. That you should be wise in your own conceit.
That you should be wise in your own conceit.
That blind is in part of heaven.
Not that blind is in part of
heaven. Until the fullness of the Gentiles
is coming. The time for the Gentiles to come. You sure of something? Now, folks, all I said to some of us, is we don't fight carnal offices in this particular, neither you nor him. Now, there's one more thing I want to show you. Now, we read in Matthew 3:13-14, where he told John the Baptist he'd come before Israel. Is that right?
Yeah.
We read in Matthew 5:17, think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets, but I come before Israel.
Yeah.
Verily, verily, I tell you that one God I want you to tell you no wise path until all men will be healed. Is that all?
Yes.
Now then, I want to get the 10th chapter of Hebrews.
And I want you to pay attention to what you're doing. How, now, this is what I want to show you. It was a will of the Father. It was a will of our Father for him to remove all of God's laws. All everything about us. Take it out of the way. Read.
I want to
call him
the shadow of good things to come.
Sacrifices is
what I want to do. Yes, that's what I mean. What was all in the shadow of good things to come?
Not the very image of the good things to come.
Not the very image of the
good things to come.
Then never with those sacrifices would they offer year by year continually make a summons there to perfect. Well, then what they got to keep to be off.
Mm-hmm.
Because that the worship of one good can have had no more conscience of sin.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's
no sacrifice.
There's
no sacrifice. There is a remembrance. Again, they can carry it. Well, it's not possible that the blood of the
goat
can take away sin.
That's right.
Wherefore, when he comes into the world,
now, we read this. Where he said, so he comes to the world. We read it. See, and you read what he said. Wherefore, he said, when he cometh into the world,
sacrifices and offerings. Now, would it not?
Now, would it not?
But a body.
But a body. Look up here, boy. But a body. That is a sacrificial body.
That's right.
For the redemption, for restoration of mankind. That's the offering. All right. Sacrifices and burn offerings, I'll do it now. Even when they were doing it, they said, God, I'm going to do it. You see that? Mm-hmm. He wasn't pleased with it. All of it was
Burn offerings and sacrifice for sin, now I have no place.
He didn't have no place, did he?
Then said I.
Then said I.
No, I couldn't.
Here we are again. Then said I. No, I couldn't.
Why?
In the volume of the book, I'm coming according to the volume of the
prophet. Right.
I'm going to fulfill the volume of the prophet.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Sacrificing is one offering. God was not, but
right.
I had God was after me. Then said I, no, I've come. In the volume of the book, that it is already written of me, as Moses and the prophets written it of me, said he's coming in that. Ain't that right?
Right.
In the volume of the book, as it is written in me, what are you going to do? I'm going to do the will of my Father. Read. Is that what it says?
Right.
To do the will of the Father. Read on. Now here he comes, declaring that he comes to fulfill the will of the Lord and the prophet.
to chew the wood apart and to remove all the old gum that the new coming night will come to take the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then other things in my thoughts before I have been to the
city.
That's what you want to mean to say. You're a natural friend of
ours. All right, all right. That's right.
Let's say, speak on now.
Doc, can we re-pause in the second chapter, 13th verse, and on that maybe that will help too? Would that be all right?
We've already done it.
Colossians?
Yes, we've read
Colossians.
Yes, ma'am, we've read Colossians.
All the way down.
You want to read again?
Okay.
That's all right, read second chapter. Second chapter. We didn't read the second chapter, we read the first.
Second.
You read, I'll start with nine. For in him was all the fullness of the supremacy body.
For in him was all the fullness of the Godhead body. I knew that then.
And you are complete in him.
Now you are complete in him.
Yes.
How do you be in him? You're not in him. Right. You're baptized. All right. We know.
And you are complete in him, which is the head of all things.
You are complete in him. The head of all things. And five. That's right.
In whom also you are circumcised.
In whom? Now see that? In whom also you are circumcised.
Yeah.
See? Circumcision without hand.
Right.
Baptized without hand.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about? Baptized without no arm or hand. If you permit, I'm asking them, we go by time here. And now, he's asking a question. He's asking a question about male and female. There's neither male nor female, bond nor free. Is that right? That he was made. And he took the woman, or took the man that he had made, and put him in the garden. And took the woman out of his side. You know that? That's the reason why when you took the woman out of his side. Now we get into an argument here. Look, he took the woman and the baby.
That's right.
Somebody could have it with me.
Somebody said,
I never heard anything about the womb. I think he took the rib and the womb.
Yeah.
But when he made the man, and God, when he made woman and God, he said, she is now bone,
but not bone.
That flesh, that flesh. That
she shall be called. Is that right? Now, she's separate, the male and the female. Is that right? But in him, see, he's neither male, nor see the world, except they have a male and a female, as a species of man and woman. You see what I'm talking about? Until he created. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you see, when we go back into the spirit, in Acts of Apostles 17:31, see, we are the offspring of Yahweh. When we sprung off from Yahweh, now we're going back to where we come from.
That's right.
So in that there is neither male nor female. Free, nothing like that. You see what I'm talking about? But we're all one in Yahweh. You see, you understand what I'm talking about? Now that is really what the apostle is talking about. The folks that want to save themselves. Yeah. That's all. See, we ain't going to never be straightened out. Yeah. When Yahweh and Yahshua's revealed from heaven, we're still being in
charge.
Wow.
That's right.
Now, that's the truth. Yeah. So people are not going to yield to the truth.
Right.
Not just like Jehovah's Witnesses. There is no gay in the Hebrew language. There was no gay in no way. Now here they come up with Jehovah. See, now you know that. Then you try to correct it. You're in trouble, you see.
Yeah.
Now you say you have no answer. Let me get into it. Can we get into the
Right.
Now, the man was first of all. Is that right?
Yes.
Put the vial in there.